My one and only love. Yes, you are.
Dating relationships, it is good for you, and it'll really, really, really fortify your relationship. But in one of those weeks, I make the statement, love is a decision and becomes a responsibility. Love is a decision and it becomes a responsibility that you have the privilege to enjoy. As a matter of fact, I'll read the exact statement. Love is a decision and becomes a responsibility you have and a privilege you enjoy. It's a privilege, it is a responsibility. But here's the issue. When does that switch take place? When does that switch take place? We don't get into relationships for the responsibility. We get into the relationship for the benefits. If there's a benefit that we like or a set of benefits that we like within the context of joining our life and joining our time with somebody else, that's what we do. We don't get in relationships really for responsibility. We get into them for benefits. We don't get into relationships for what we can give. We usually get into relationships because we enjoy what we're receiving. So when does the switch happen? When does the switch happen? Because the switch is necessary. Because long-term relationships are about equitable exchange. Long-term relationships are about equitable exchange, not equal exchange, because it's never going to be equal. I want a relationship that's 50-50. No, it's never going to be a 50-50. It's going to be an equitable exchange. But if a relationship is about exchange, but I got into the relationship because I enjoy the benefits, or I got into the relationship because I enjoy what I'm receiving, then when does the switch take place? If I'm going to have a long-lasting relationship, when does the switch take place? And when the switch takes place, we switch for a couple of reasons. Number one, we switch because we do what's necessary to maintain the benefits that we like receiving. So I become a giver in the relationship. I become a responsible person in the relationship because I want to maintain the benefits that I'm receiving. If I don't care about maintaining the benefits of that I'm receiving, then the relationship simply hinges on my integrity. And if I'm not an integrous person, then I'm capable of doing anything in or out of the relationship because I'm really not enjoying the benefits and I'm really not caring about my integrity. But if you are a person who has integrity, then you'll end up doing what's necessary to maintain the benefits. But the person with even more integrity moves the switch to another level. And here it is. It's when you learn to love the value that you add to your partner's life. When you love the value that you add to your partner's life, that is when you become responsible. That is when you become a willing giver. When you love the value that you add to your partner's life. Here's a number three. The switch takes place when we recognize that, especially in a love relationship, you have the power to shatter somebody else's world. I said that on my radio show today. A sobering thought in a relationship is that you have the power to shatter somebody else's world. And when you view that responsibility correctly, then you switch and you do the things necessary. So three reasons we switch from being just a person who gets the benefits and the person who's just receiving. We switch, first of all, because we do what's necessary to keep the benefits. Number two, which is the great one, I believe, we learn to love the value we add to our partner's life. I love putting a smile on her face. I love being able to make her day. I love her knowing that she is cared for and secure and all of that. When you learn to love those things, and for those women, when you love to put a smile on his face, when you love the value that you add to his life, whether it is making sure that he is comforted, whatever it is, that is when the switch takes place. The third reason the switch ought to take place is that in love relationships, we have the power to shatter other people's lives. And so it's very, very important that we take that responsibility very seriously. At what point, which is the question now, at what point do you start enjoying the responsibility that you love the relationship, you love the person, and you enjoy and embrace the responsibility that you have of the mutual equitable exchange? Here are a couple quick key questions. I have not been able to talk today. I was about to say quick questions. Here are a couple of key questions. Number one, I want you to ask yourself, number one, are you naturally a giver or a receiver? What's your proclivity? What do you have normally and naturally have a penchant for? If you are naturally a receiver, and some people are, if you are naturally a receiver, then you may have to work to overcompensate what's normative for you. If you are naturally a receiver, then you may need to put in extra time and extra effort to be the giver that you need to be. If you are naturally a giver, then you're good, but it's going to be very, very important that you are very discerning and very, very particular in your relationships, because if you're naturally a giver, then you need to make sure that you're doing what's necessary in order to be giving to the right person. So the first question I want to ask you, are you naturally a giver or naturally a receiver? Be honest with yourself. Here's the second question. Have your previous relationships conditioned you to be a giver or a receiver? In many cases, the previous relationships can shape your way of thinking, shape your way of activity. And if you've been in a relationship where you've been catered to all of your life, or if you're one of the beautiful people, and y'all get on my nerves, you're one of the beautiful people that everybody has always done whatever's necessary to have a little bit of your time, and you've been always the one that who's been chased, you've always been the one that had the pick of the litter. You beautiful people get on my nerves. But the reality is that in many cases, that can condition you to be a receiver, because you think that all you have to give is access. Those kind of people get on my nerves, who think that they are so wonderful and they're so special that they have done you a favor by just having access to them. So you need to be happy that you have access to them and going about your business. No, have your previous relationships conditioned you to be a giver or a receiver? And you may have to break some bad habits. Question number three. Have you chosen a partner that's worth your best effort? Because if this thing is about equitable mutual exchange, and if you're going to make the switch from being just a person who received benefits to a person who's also adding value to the relationship, make sure that you have chosen a partner who's worth your best effort. And that may sound kind of cruel or cold, but please understand, your partner will be motivating to you. Your partner will either be motivating or your partner will be demotivating to you. I want to make sure that's the word. I think it is. If it's not, I'm tired. But I think demotivating is a word. Your partner, have you chosen a partner that is a catalyst for your best effort? Have you chosen a partner? And so it's very, very, very important that you recognize that you do that. You choose a partner that is worth your best effort. And then finally, number four, here's a good test. Can your partner defend your contribution to his or her friends? So if your partner is talking to your friends, can they defend your contribution? Can they defend your contribution? It's critical that we understand that, critical that we see that. And so those are key questions. One, are you naturally a giver or a receiver? Number two, have your previous relationships conditioned you to be a giver or a receiver? Three, have you chosen a partner who is worth your best effort? And number three, in order to grade yourself, can your partner defend your contribution? That's the necessary switch. The switch from a receiver only to a giver. The switch from being a person who simply enjoys the benefits to a person who actually enjoys adding value. That's the necessary switch. Listen, I'll be back next Wednesday. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. I'm Derek Triplett. I want you to live your best life. I want you to live it.